Questions young engineers ask me. Over the years, young engineers have asked many questions regarding my job and experiences as a controls engineer. And now as a professor, my students tend to ask questions that touch upon both the technical aspects of control systems and the practical, real-world applications of this knowledge. Here's a look at five questions I get asked often and how I respond. How has the field of control engineering evolved over the last few decades? One might be tempted to compare the evolution from analog to digital control systems, the integration of computer-based systems, the advent of sophisticated software tools, or the growing importance of areas like robotics and autonomous systems. However, these changes in technology have not impacted control systems as much as people may imagine. The foundational principles of engineering have remained relevant as technology has advanced. However, one deviation is the trend of AI-enhanced control systems. This technology has a capacity to change how we interface and interact with control systems from both the programming and operator perspective. Programmers can now instruct an AI to write code based on a specific set of parameters without ever having to write code themselves. This may seem like a time saver, but until the technology is mature, it is fraught with dangers as misplaced faith in technology is going to create some very expensive mistakes in the control industry as engineers embrace AI without going through vigorous verification. What are the most critical skills for a modern control engineer? It's common knowledge that all engineers and technicians need a strong foundation in mathematics, system theory, programming skills, and an understanding of standard software tools. Along with this, a solid knowledge of hardware and processes is essential. Of course, the standard programming skills are indispensable, especially with languages like MATLAB, Python, and C++ being used more heavily in control system design and simulation. Engineers must have some basic familiarity with design tools such as Simulink or LabVIEW, as these are often integral in the development and testing of control strategies emphasized in the renewable energy sector. One skill not discussed very often are soft skills like problem solving, critical thinking, teamwork, and a strong desire for continuous improvement and learning. These problem-solving skills are necessary to successfully adapt to technological changes in today's high-tech environment. Thinking outside the box and breaking free from traditional thought patterns and compartmentalization promotes innovation, leading to more novel solutions. Approaching complex problems using a variety of tools as a skill is vital in designing and optimizing control systems that are efficient, reliable, and capable of meeting the unique challenges of today's technological landscape. Teamwork is another key component as modern engineering projects often require collaboration across various disciplines. What are the biggest challenges in control engineering today? In dealing with increasingly complex systems, there is certainly a need for robust and adaptable control algorithms. Cybersecurity and control systems and the critical infrastructure of IoT devices has been thrown into the spotlight over the past few years as well. However, the integration of AI and machine learning has quickly become a key player that must be taken into consideration. Modeling the incorporation of multiple subsystems, for example, in autonomous vehicles or smart grids, is a huge and complex task. The development of a successful integration strategy option needs to be prioritized. Can you provide real-world examples where control engineering has had a significant impact? There are many current examples where control engineering has made a major impact around the world. Smart grid technology uses control systems to enhance the efficiency and reliability of electrical grid distribution. This and other systems allow for better integration of renewable energy sources, improved load management, and enhanced fault detection and response. Changes here represent a significant advancement in how we manage and distribute electricity. The discussion around Tesla's automated driving technology often centers on its sophisticated application of control engineering for driver assist features and the challenges encountered. This technology, which offers partial self-driving abilities, has an array of sensory equipment such as cameras, sonic measurement devices, and radio wave detection systems. Functions including automated lateral vehicle adjustments, speed regulation in response to traffic conditions, and autonomous vehicle positioning in parking scenarios highlight the ways in which control mechanisms can improve both vehicular safety and ease of operation for the driver. Advanced control systems in robotics developed by companies like Boston Dynamics enable extraordinary balance, mobility, and agility. This demonstrates how control algorithms have become more sophisticated. The state-of-the-art programming is the reason these robots can navigate complex terrains and perform tasks that range from industrial automation to search and rescue operations. SpaceX is also making news for its groundbreaking achievements in aerospace engineering. The focus is on its Falcon 9 rocket and Dragon spacecraft. The Falcon 9's revolutionary capability to return to Earth for reuse, a feat in rocketry, is attributed to meticulous control algorithms. In a similar vein, the Dragon spacecraft has showcased precise control in its docking maneuvers with the International Space Station, illustrating advanced space navigation techniques. The Large Hadron Collider, the world's most powerful particle accelerator, depends on control engineering to oversee particle acceleration and collision, as well as manage intricate data collection processes. The exactitude in controlling the particle beams is fundamental to the collider's pioneering experiments in particle physics. What's final advice for a student aspiring to a career in control engineering? Young engineers aspiring to a long career in control engineering should focus on foundational subjects, engaging in practical projects or internships, and stay informed of latest technological advancements. A multidisciplinary approach is crucial for longevity in the evolving landscape of the field. Networking, seeking mentorship, and a commitment to continuous learning are essential.